In our studios is Karen Trigstad, who is with the city of Northfield, who has been, I guess, I don't know if you did this directly, but Northfield has a brand new app out. The city of Northfield has a brand new app, and we're going to talk about that. Karen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
How long have you been with the city?
I've been with the city now for about 2.5 years. I started in 2019.
All right. Well, let's talk about the app. Were you involved in the development of this app?
I was a little bit. Our website provider, Civic Plus, was the main developer, and I worked with them to get everything set up with it.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today and its usefulness to just the average citizen in Northfield. I was trying to download it. I think our Wi-Fi got a little bit overwhelmed here as everybody's on their laptops, so I couldn't download it. I'll have to do it when I get home. But you have provided me with your phone, so I'm taking a look at this here now. Wow, the first thing that pops out is number one, from the face of it, the initial interface, very user-friendly. I mean, it just spells out events, newsflash, notify me, jobs, anything you want to know.
Right, yeah, that's the whole point of the app is having the most used things that people are looking for from the city easily accessible, you know, right in front of their face. Can't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about the development. At what point did Northfield decide, hey, let's get an app? Did you just see somebody else have one? Did the developer come to you and say, hey, we can do this?
Yeah, well, we've actually had an app for a while now. Mm-hmm. So this is an update to it. There's been a few changes within Apple and a few changes within our developer that really kind of jump-started this with updating it and making sure that people have access to it.
So. Now, you mentioned Apple. Do you have to have an Apple product to have this? Is it only good for Apple, or can a Droid use it too?
Yeah, so it's good for both Android and Apple products.
Good.
So, yeah.
I have an Android one.
Yeah.
I don't really know why. I can't explain that, but I do have one.
We each have our preferences.
Let's go through some of the features that the average citizen, why should they download this app? What can they do on this app?
So really, it's tailored to the mobile experience. Mm-hmm. So for people on the go, it really has like the information that they'll really want to right at their fingertips. Things about events. So if they're out around town and they're wondering, like, what's going on? Calendar's right there. News is right in front of them. If they see something out in the community that maybe there's a pothole, maybe there's graffiti, there's report of concern right there. So really it was taking those things that people on the move and making it really accessible to them.
And you had mentioned before we went on the air that you were able to just pop on the app and watch a council meeting or anything that's being streamed from the city.
That's right. So, yeah. So I spoke to the council recently about the app, and right afterwards I hopped on the phone and popped up the app and hit agendas and minutes and watch the rest of the meeting right after that.
Boy, that's where the fun began.
Yeah.
All right. You can pay bills on this app as well?
You can, yep. So mm-hmm. there's a little pay button, and if people have a utility bill or a building permit, they can pay it directly through the app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have information about the parks and recs facility. Can you actually like reserve a park or take an action on that app?
So that's mainly like maps and stuff of our parks. It's information for each of our parks. And if parks have a shelter or a, reservation, that information will be within that park information. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I like here is they have one of the tabs is liquor store curbside pickup. Can you just place an order and have them pick it up right at the curb?
Yeah.
That's
a new service that came out of, the pandemic mm-hmm. concerns. So, yeah, they've expanded to curbside pickup.
Now, just right there on your phone, folks. You won't need to go inside anymore. They have information on the Northfield Public Library, and I would imagine the library's got a lot of things going on over there. But can you do the same things on the app as you can, like on the website?
Yep. So a lot of the buttons on the app actually go directly to the website. So, for example, for the library, they have their own website that is tailored to them. So, yeah, that button goes directly to their website, and you can get all the same information there.
Same information and services that you can there. Once again, we're talking with Kara Trigstad. She is with the City of Northfield. The communications, are you the communications director?
Specialist.
Specialist.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very good. About the new app that is now downloadable, where do people go to get this? I went through the Google Play or something.
Yep, exactly. So if you have an Android, you'll want to go through Google Play. If you have a Apple product, you want to go through the App Store and just search for City of Northfield, and that should pop up. You should see the big N, the Northfield N, and our little swoosh logo. So, yeah, you'll know you have it there.
Folks, I'm not one for using my phone very much, and you can ask anybody on the staff here. They'll call me when I'm at home, and my phone will ring in my office. Whoops, forgot to stick it in my pocket. But this is one thing I would really use. I'm going to download this and use it. It's actually very functional on a, I don't know if a day-to-day basis. It probably is if you work for the city. I would imagine you probably use this quite a bit.
Yeah.
But for the average person, I would think, once, twice, three times a week, you can probably take advantage, depending on what, how abreast you are of the city services and what you need it for. But I would think I'd probably use this one several times a week.
Yeah, I think it'll be very handy for people to, on the move, to get to city services very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Have you had much feedback on it yet? Or are there many people that have downloaded the app?
Well, it just came out, so we're still getting that feedback. So if people want to, get a hold of us and tell us if they like it or if there's features that they want to see on it, please let us know.
I would imagine it's taken a lot of work to get this all together now. What's the next stage? Is it going to be easily adjustable for you and the department if some of the services do change?
Yes. So, that's the great thing about working with a developer like Civic Plus. They really are responsive to what we need, and if we need to make changes, that's easy to do for us.
All right. Once again, Kara Trigstad with us. Kara, is there anything else we need to know about the app?
Just please download it. Use it. I think it's a great tool for everybody, and they'll get a lot out of it.
It's really well done. You download some apps, and they just don't work right and don't have the information you need. This has got everything right there, man. It's real simple, and it connects right to where you want to connect it to. So good work on that.
Thank you.
All right. Kara, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
And best of luck with that app, and maybe we'll have you in the next time you have some major technological breakthrough within
absolutely.
The city of Northfield.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right. Kara Trigstad, once again, from the city of Northfield. We got Rich coming in a few minutes with local news. John Olson at the top of the hour with National Security This Week. Today's topic will be Poland.